Right now, let's talk a little bit about the game that's going to take place on Saturday. We welcome into the program team captain Michael Parkhurst, who joins John and Hugh on the WadeFord.com hotline. Morning to you, Michael.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Mike, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I've taken a couple days off. Haven't trained with the team yet, but plan on doing that today, seeing how things go, and I expect them to go okay and to be ready for Saturday.
All right, now let's get to it. How did it feel to hoist that trophy?
It felt good. It felt real good. It's been some time coming. You know, we felt like we should have already had a trophy this season. So, we made up for it against the Red Bulls and got the trophy then. But, it's another step in the process of getting the main trophy, and hopefully we can do that this weekend.
You know, watching that match the other day, it felt like the Red Bulls were trying to intimidate you guys a little bit by being a little pushy. Was that the case out there on the pitch?
And that's how they always play, especially at home. They're very physical. They have a ton of energy, and they overwhelmed us with that when we played there late in the season, and that's why we lost the game and ultimately lost the supporter shield. So we learned our lesson from that game, and then we applied it, and so we were ready physically for the fight, for the match, and that's why we were able to, even though we lost the game in the end, get what we needed to get out of the game.
Talking with Atlanta United team captain Michael Parkhurst ahead of the MLS Cup, this was always the goal, was to get a chance to play for the MLS Cup and to get to a chance possibly to play for it at home in front of, 75,000. It'd be a record crowd, whatever it is. And, Michael, the enthusiasm that's going on right now. All right, you've gotten to this point. Let's talk a little bit about the game itself. Take me back to the Portland game in the regular season, the 1-1 draw, what you recall of that game and how that applies to now.
Yeah, they're playing a little bit of a different formation than they've been playing here in the playoffs. But we expect tactically them to be similar. Unlike the Red Bulls and probably the New York City game, we think that we're going to have a little bit more possession, be able to build up out of the back a little bit more. We expect them to sit back just a little bit and try and compact space so that Miguel and Joseph can't get on the run. We have to be very wary of their counterattack. They've got some very, very good players on the counterattack. Have scored some really good goals this postseason on the counterattack. When we tied them 1-1 early in the season, they scored on a set piece. They're very good on set piece, have some big guys. So, we have to continue to do well on those, which we have in the postseason. But it's a game that we should be able to dictate the pace of it and hopefully take it to them.
When I know it's been a while since you played these guys, but how much film of that game do you watch, in order to try to get a feel for it? Do you watch that film at all? You just watch the film of the games they just played, the recent games?
Yeah, I watch more of the recent film. They're playing with a different striker, a winger that started last game, did not play against us as well. So they've got a little bit of new personnel, and a different formation, like I said. So I think it's a little bit better to watch the more recent games, but it's the same coach. So tactically, they might have a similar approach as to when they did previously. So you watch a little bit of both, but more heavily towards their recent games.
Have you thought about at all what the crowd is going to be like at Mercedes-Benz Stadium? Have you thought about that at all?
Yeah, because I've had to answer questions about it a little bit. And, coming off the atmosphere that they created for us against the Red Bulls in the last round was just, there's no words for it. It's amazing. It's incredible. It's the best atmosphere I've ever played in front of. And to think that we're going to host even a bigger game, probably the biggest game in MLS history, on Saturday night and to do it at home, it's a dream scenario. I can't even imagine how loud it's going to be in there at kickoff, hopefully when we score goals. I'm really, really looking forward to it because I think it's going to be a real memorable night.
Well, certainly the Portland Timbers are talking to Michael Parkhurst, team captain of Atlanta United, about MLS Cup Saturday night, 8 o'clock kick, and, of course, complete coverage all day Saturday on the home of the Five Stripes, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. A proud franchise. They have been there before, and Diego Valeri, who is their star midfielder and the biggest force on this team, reigning MLS MVP, at least until maybe today, and of course has won in the past, been the MVP of the MLS Cup. He is a handful, and this team has the experience of being in this position.
They do, and I know that firsthand because my last MLS Cup, I lost to them with Columbus in Columbus. Portland came in and they beat us 2-1, and yeah, Diego was MVP that game, and he's one of the best players in the league, top three or four players in this league. He's a special, special player. He's a really good person off the field as well. I respect Diego a lot for what he does in their community and what he brings on the field and his attitude. So a real good competitor and somebody we have to obviously keep an eye on because he's the driving force of their team. He can score goals. He can assist. He works hard defensively as well. And they're just a good, solid veteran team. They got a lot of guys that have played in MLS Cup before, made deep runs before, and that's important, and that can help them. They're not going to come into the building nervous and shaken and in awe of the crowd. So we're going to have to be on our top game, just like we have been the rest of the playoffs.
Yeah, that's kind of where I was going. Everybody that gets to a title game, Michael Parkhurst, is hot. Portland's been hot on the road. Winning in Seattle, winning in Dallas, winning at Sporting Kansas City. So the road doesn't faze this team. They are a hot team coming in. But by your own right, you guys are playing as well. Is it fair to say, or maybe you can answer this, I'll just ask you, do you think you're playing as well as you have all year?
Yes, I do. I think the combination of, and maybe we've had some better looking performances where we've dominated teams and we've scored more goals, but you have to understand that the playoffs are a different beast and teams lock up defensively and it's tougher to score goals. And how we're playing from front to back, limiting chances against us, scoring 6 goals in 2 games at home, playing physical, matching the intensity, those types of things, adding all those things together is something that we haven't done a ton of. And we've stepped it up in the postseason, and that's why we've had success, and we need to make sure that we reproduce that for one more time.
How bad do you want it Saturday night?
Yeah, really bad. Real, real bad. It'll be my 5th chance at it, and I'm still looking for that first one. So, yeah, we all want it real bad. We've worked really, really hard. We've been so supported by the staff here and the front office and the fans that, we want to win it for them as well. So hopefully we go out there and we put a performance that's deserving of it.
Well, best of luck to you, Michael. We're going to be there. Atlanta's behind you 110%. You know that.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you, Michael.